Justin.
This is Bruce.
This is
The Break-Ins,
episode 28.
Wow, way to keep it happy already.
Yeah, I'm starting upbeat. I'm starting on a high note.
This episode is brought to you by Sweet Smiles Gummy Peach Rings.
I don't like peaches.
Yeah, they want to shake your tree though.
Do they? No. Does it say that on there?
No, but it's
are these sweet and sour or just?
They're fat free and artificially flavored. So they're if you like artificial peaches, then
I don't know if my taste buds can tell the difference.
I love them. Well. They're my new addiction.
where do you get them? Is it like a drugstore thing? Or?
Either Dollar General or Kroger's. They're like a buck.
Hmm.
I went in one day to find gummy worms, and they were a buck. And I saw these, so I got these instead.
I've never been really happy with gummy stuff. I'm more of a crunchy man myself. But as I get older, my teeth would start betraying me. I'm probably going to have to switch to the gummy stuff.
Yep.
Dang, damn it!
Well, I guess it's start the timer too.
Yeah,
I'm always terrible at that. So tonight's episode, two, three months in the making. We've been talking about this episode.
I try not to pay attention.
It's been over 2 months.
How long it's been?
I've been talking about since our last podcast.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's been about 3 months, I think.
Yeah. Which sadly, I've only updated my site twice. Did you get rid of your site? You talked about it.
I tried to.
You try.
what does that mean? One day, I got this email saying, "Hey, we can't update your website. You know, your whatever your card isn't reading."
Yeah.
And so I thought maybe I should take this opportunity just to get rid of it. Yeah. I'm tired of messing with it. I never update it. I'm feeling self-destructive. I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay.
So, I argue with myself all weekend about it, and then. At the end of the weekend, I keep getting these emails every day. We can't do it. We can't do it. So I send them an email. I say, look, you know what? Don't worry about it. I just want to get rid of it. Oh, well, we got it fixed. We've already charged your account. So I'm stuck with it again. But you know what? Maybe the next time it comes to pay for
it. Which part are you stuck with?
I don't know.
The name or the space? Or do you do them both through the same place?
It might just be the name. I don't care about it. I'm just.
It's a hassle for you to update too because you're using that weird Mac
stuff.
Yeah,
I am.
Why don't you just break down and get you like a $200 PC and use WordPress or Blogger or something.
I can't. I don't even want to. I'm just sick of. I'm feeling very self-destructive when it comes to anything artistic.
Gotta keep your head up, child. Keep your head up.
So tonight's episode is about inspirations and inspiring.
Yes,
inspired.
Those who have pushed us.
Yes. Mostly about that last time. So I figure I'll give a little backstory.
Okay.
We'll start at the end. My mom's dead. She died November 16th, midnight. I don't really say passed on. I'm not really a passed on guy.
She's dead. She's dead.
She's gone.
That's it. It's over.
Yeah. I don't know where she passed. I mean, she's currently in the University of Cincinnati.
Or at least parts of her.
She's residing. Yeah.
Do you believe in an afterlife?
Well, really,
and I guess more importantly,
conversation now.
More importantly, did your mom?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
She did. So if she is where she believes she is, then that's great. Me, I argue with myself on it. I guess because I believe in ghosts.
Man.
But then
they're not in heaven or hell.
I don't really believe in the two, you know, the heaven hell thing.
Yeah, clouds and fire.
Right. But I do believe in ghosts. So I question myself. If I believe in one thing, which is a spirity type form,
yeah.
Then why do I not believe in the other? And right. Things like that.
Even Albert Einstein believed in an afterlife.
Yeah, well.
I mean, he didn't believe in, you know, a city made of clouds and gold and stuff like that. But he believed. It goes back to the fundamental concept that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It simply exists. And the energy that makes us up, it doesn't dissipate. It just moves. It has to go somewhere.
I found it very easy to believe.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to think she still existed. Some, you know.
Yeah, it's comforting.
It's very comforting. It's very easy. For me, I would consider it a trap to fall in. You know, something, or like a bed, or I guess traps. I don't want to insult
anyone.
Did
you ever read anything about the origins of organized religion?
No.
It, I can't remember the book I read about it. Basically, it's most modern religions we know go back to slavery. Mm-hmm. Like original slavery. I'm talking like Egypt slavery.
Right.
And these people had shitty lives. Every moment of every day was spent serving someone else. So the people in charge planted the seeds that, oh, if you're good in this life, you'll get a better life later. It was a reward that would never fulfill itself. Mm-hmm. That's what religion was for. It was to make people who had shitty lives day and night look forward to something after that.
Yeah, well.
Which is depressing, but.
it's definitely easy for me to believe if I wanted to, but. Because the reasons, just so I could be selfish.
Well, did your mom always believe, or did she
believe
more the sicker she got?
No. My mom was always very, very religious.
Okay.
She never took me to church or anything. But she did let me grow up making my own decisions, which I thought was good. Although my decisions ended up being usually against her, but we had really good conversations about it. We would talk. But then I would always talk about everything because
your mom always treated everyone like they were on equal footing with her.
Yeah.
Everyone was a peer with your mom. She wasn't, cause it's very easily, it's like, oh, it's your friend's mom. She's going to be everyone's mom. You know, she's going to treat everyone like a child. She never did that.
Yeah.
Not to me, not to Mike, not to anyone I ever saw her interact with. I was Bruce. She was Judy.
Your other Judy.
My other Judy.
Wow, where did I got off to my beliefs, my religious beliefs? Yeah, so she died. She was diagnosed with cancer back in 07, late July 07, and stage 4. So it wasn't, I remember being told she didn't have much longer to live.
And this was in 2007?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she went through chemo. She had a colostomy bag. When they removed it, they almost killed her because they didn't tie it up right. So shit literally got everywhere.
Inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they almost killed her. That was a fun Christmas. That was Christmas 08, I think. And then she could get chemo, and then she get better, and then chemo and better. And then finally, she just, it's odd because I'm told not to blame myself, because I did, which is when I moved back in, she had never had a cold, and then she helped me move back in one day, and she got sick after that.
When was this? Was this recently?
This was last April or something.
Okay.
May, or March, April. Anyhow, she got sick after that, and she never quite recovered, and so I blame a lot of myself because I felt maybe that it was a.
That's a heck of a maybe to blame yourself over, though.
Yeah, I'm told I'm stupid for it to not think that, and that it was other reasons. It was just her body, you know. So things started shutting down, and the doctor said, "Well, we just can't give you any more chemo," and she had been trying to overdo stuff, and I the day that it was the day that Stephanie and I went in for the pregnancy, for the labor, she went in to a different hospital, so the day we left, a couple days after Liv was born, we took her over from Miami Valley to Kettering. She's been in a hospital this whole time. She's getting sicker. Showed my mom. And that was my favorite memory of the entire year, was when mom got to see Liv for the
first
time.
It's your girls. It's your three girls getting together.
You got
the whole generational thing going there.
Then she got out, and about a week or so later, she went back in, which was right at Stephanie's birthday. Yeah. So we're like, oh, why don't you try to always outdo Steph? And then she went from there from the hospice and then hospice to home. And she just decided she didn't want to die at home and she went back to hospice.
What do you think made her make that decision?
Something internal. She knew she was losing it, really. I mean, she had gone crazy.
Okay.
She was saying,
think it was due to all the morphine?
That's part of it. I asked about that. They also said that stuff, when your body starts breaking down as it was doing, it creates chemicals inside you and then they affect the brain. Yeah. So it wasn't just the morphine. It was also...
You didn't argue with her. You just let her do what she wanted and just went along with it.
Yeah, I would laugh.
Yeah.
And she would, like, laugh. She was just... One time she was talking about... She had this. She believed that there was two selves. She was, like, multiple people. That she was her and then another her. That there was another version of her.
Hmm.
And she would talk about this other version of her to me a lot.
What was this other version like?
Just her. Was it just her.
Yeah, no. But was she projecting? Like, was this other version healthy?
No. No, okay. It was just the person that was doing other stuff. She was crazy. And one time, she was nuts. And one time we're sitting there, and she's talking about 12 and 13. 12 and 13. And she raises up her left hand. She goes, this is 12. And raises up her right hand. And she says, this is 13. This is 12 and 13. She says, well, you have to call it something. And Steph said, or you can call it left and right.
No.
But Stephanie and I now refer to left and right as 12 and 13.
Yeah.
I'm like, code, I go, you're 13. Check your 13.
like a cop, like a beat cop.
Look at your 12. And, so it's, you know, if you ever hear that, but she was just, so yeah, she said she wanted to go back and she went back and I visit her one day. We talked and she went kind of loopy again. And I left and Dawn came and showed and saw her and she had no recollection I even had visited. So the next day I went in and she was pretty much out of it. And I talked to the nurse. I said, is she like, they said, she's moving into a stage. I said, it's not going to happen anytime soon. They said, no. This is still maybe a week or so off from that.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
This is normal. This is the progression.
Yes, but this is not active death. She's not active death. She's...
That's a oxymoron, isn't it?
Active death? Active death is when you have within, like, X amount of hours to live.
Okay.
You're actively, like, your body's just going.
Okay.
So I said, okay, well, she didn't remember me yesterday, so I'm going to draw a picture. So I drew a picture of Steph, the girls, and I, a little cartoon version of us on the wall. So when she turned around, you clearly see I had been there. Well, and I left. And Don stayed there pretty much the whole day, and she was in and out of it. And he doesn't remember her ever seeing the thing.
She never turned over?
She did, you know. And she was getting, she was acting better, and then the nurses went and checked on her around 11, and she was doing okay, more or less. And then at midnight, they went back and she was dead. And I got a call. I was already sleeping.
Yeah.
Then I'd be at work the next morning. And Don told me, and we went in.
So they called Don.
Yeah, Don was the first point of contact.
And how long had Don and your mom been together?
They got married in 84, I think. 84. And then about a year before that, they were dating or engaged. We were talking. But it was real interesting seeing the dead body. Because, you know, I've seen them at funerals and they're kind of prettied up. And it was not.
Is that because of your mom's request? You think they usually just cart the body off?
No, they said that we'd come see it before they were going to take it away.
Okay.
So when we were done, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, and when you say take it away, it was going to go down to the school.
Yes, like, it was down Cincinnati.
If you'd have said, no, it's fine, that would have been it. You'd have never seen the body.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we went, and Steph and I got in the car, and the girls were taken care of, and we took Liv.
Yeah, she's too young. She's
too young. Not going to Yeah, no, but we had to take Liv. Yeah. The girls had their grandpa.
Right.
And then we met a couple other people there. And yeah, it's just, like I said, I can't describe how it looked, because it didn't look real. Pardon me, after, you know, watching The Walking Dead recently, I was thinking, this is, you know, what if, right? No. As silly as that sounds, I mean, I'm also studying it. Because I think this could come in handy. My mom's always been a model for me.
Yeah.
Whenever I needed to draw a hand or holding something, she would always pose. So as silly as it was, I was studying.
Well, no, body. I mean, your mind's trying to go in every direction, but the most obvious one. I mean, you're thinking everything you can to keep yourself from sitting there and dwelling on the realization that's your mom.
Right, and it wasn't her. I mean, but it wasn't. It was just a body, and.
Do you think it would have been easier or harder if she'd have died at home? If she hadn't made that decision to go back to hospice.
Well, I don't know, because.
You think she did that for you, knowing that someone would want to stay in that house, knowing that would be the family house? Mm-hmm. You think she didn't want the house to carry that?
No, I think she didn't want to die. She didn't want to die in the house for whatever reason. She had made it very clear she didn't want to die in the house. She knew she was going to die soon, right. Somehow.
But she didn't tell you why. There wasn't any anything behind it.
Didn't want to die in the house. He said something. I can't remember what was now. I don't know. I can't remember what it was, but she wasn't her. Just a body that looked like her.
No.
Now,
with the arrangement that she put into place, when will be the next time you won't see anything?
We'll get her ashes. Yeah. About 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
now, did she lay out plans for what she wanted done with them?
Nope.
Because she made the decision to donate her body.
Yes.
That was.
Yeah.
That was a sacrifice. Her last.
Yeah.
Gift to someone.
We also made it clear, because she was very worried about her looks. She didn't like her picture taken. And Stephanie told me that they cover up the face.
Yeah.
They don't ever. No one ever sees the face, and she was actually happy about that. So who knows? Maybe they will never use her body. Maybe they will.
But in 2 to 3 years, did she tell you what she wanted done?
No.
It's just going to be up to you.
Probably put her next to the dogs. A couple dogs. Yeah. Her blue thing. No, I don't know. I don't know.
When my
papa, I'm sure that Jim might. I mean, yeah. he might want some
to say something.
Of the remains, at least, maybe to have some. I mean, I don't know.
Are you going to have some sort of thing?
Well, we put it off because of the holidays,
right?
And. Then now Don's talking about, like, maybe the spring, so it's warmer out. And the fact that we've delayed it so long kind of makes me...
I think you told me the story once about you ran into somebody and they asked how your mom was.
Yeah.
Doing.
Yeah.
Because did anything run in the newspaper?
Yes, I did put it in the newspaper. Actually, I put it in the most looked at newspaper of the entire year. It was in... the one that's on Thanksgiving.
Ah, okay.
It has all the day after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday.
Yeah, so not Friday. not the Friday, but it was on Thursday when everyone gets the ads.
For Black Friday.
For Black Friday. This is the most looked at paper in the Dayton area.
And no one saw it.
And no one probably
did. You know why?
Everyone's looking at the ads.
Exactly.
Right. But hey. And that was only because, man, that's an expensive thing, by the way.
Yeah, they charge you by the word, don't they?
Line.
By the line.
And so I really carved it down. And then they even added more. I go, what are you talking about? And they go, well, the first couple words have to be bigger, so those are extra lines. I go, what?
At any point did you feel like saying, you understand someone's died? Right, and you're trying to get more money out of me.
They got like another $20 out of me.
See, now here's the thing. I've never been involved with that aspect of someone dying. I think it's like you go with a funeral home, you get like a package deal. Like they take care of that for you,
right?
And it's all just wrapped in the expense. You may have gotten charged more because you contacted them yourself.
Maybe, but I found a loophole, and I wish I would have thought of this prior. So Dayton Daily News then runs a guest book, okay?
Yeah.
But you can't put anything like websites or anything on their guest book. However, I then put the remaining obituary on there. I put everyone I had left out and everything else I wanted to on the guest book, as long as it doesn't involve like a website. And I guess they have to approve it.
Yeah.
So if anyone, I know we're running out of time on this first segment, everyone they know that dies, make the shortest of bit possible, then go on the guest book and just fill out the rest.
Yeah.
And then send people to the guest book.
How much was it?
60-something.
So that's...
But that was, like, a couple lines. I'm talking about, I don't know, I looked at
you know, for, like, another $50, I could have got you, like, 30 seconds on my TV at midnight, and you could have... run some pictures and nice music.
Yeah, she would have liked that. But, okay, so let's come back, and...
see what happens.
All right, we're back. So where do we leave off?
Did there were no plans for 2 or 3 years from now when you get the ashes.
So we're supposed to, she inspired me. That was the basic idea. That
yes.
My mom
yes.
was a huge inspiration. Definitely always encouraging me to draw.
A very positive person. I've mentioned that before. Your mom was a cheerleader for you, and she like I said earlier, she treated everyone like an equal. Your mom would give me shit. I remember one of the free comic book days I went with you. I think it was the first one. I didn't sketch. Mm-hmm. Your mom gave me a hard time. She gave me a hard time that you were sketching, and I wasn't sketching.
Yeah, she. I tried to show her the pages she did. She was too out of it to really focus on. She said, you don't want to see it because I'm doing the podcast, but it's kind of a dizzy look looking at it. I don't think that's a critique.
Yeah, because she called me out on perspective was off on one of the covers I did for Tim Rising. She would not let me get by.
And then she'd get mad at the podcast sometimes.
Would she?
Yeah. Not that I'm allowed to say anything. Cause
am I mean to you?
She's like, he never let you talk. And
really?
Shut up and try to talk. Sorry. Oh, boy.
I try to be entertaining. I try to keep things moving.
This she actually stopped listening for a long time. Not because she was mad.
Because I pissed her off?
Yeah, I pissed her off. No, she had listened to... probably the first 10 or so.
Not like back to back to back.
No. She would like, she thought some stuff was funny. She would talk to me about stuff. But yeah, so she would always want me to draw. She always believed in me. She always told people her son was, one son was a minister, her other son was an artist, and her daughter was a singer. So really, when people met me, I don't think a lot of people knew my name. When I go to like H.H. Gregg or something, or Roberts, I was always the artist. She's, oh, well, you must be the artist. That's me. You know, because I had a comic book shirt on.
Because you don't look minister-ish.
Or female-ish. Yes. And then when I decided to create Gemini Cereals, she was a huge backer of that. And she showed up the day of the launch. You know, I recently came across a picture. Cleaning some stuff up. And it was at my wedding. And it was Steve, who was my usher.
Yep.
We and my mom walking together. And I burst into tears.
Was it like a good size, like an 8x10 or something? Or
what? I mean, I'm going to view the things so you can figure out whatever that is.
It's like a 5x7.
5x7.
You should. People probably know who Steve is. You've talked about Steve before.
Yeah.
Steve, there's no reason
Steve died of cancer last November. I guess November before last.
2 years ago.
November 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
December. December. Because it was only a couple days after his birthday. His birthday is in late November. Or was. I don't know how that works.
So where'd you move the photo?
It's just sitting on a chair right now. Anyway, it was really tough to see because I finally had a dream about my mom. And that's how she looked. She looked like my wedding version of this before she's getting really ill.
Yeah. You said finally. Had you been waiting?
I had not had a dream about her. And I haven't had one since.
But you wanted to?
I wanted to. I was having trouble remembering things. I can't remember how she sounded or looked. Or things were fading from my memory. And she told me, she said, of course, when I say she, I mean my mind. My subconscious told me that, my subconscious version of her told me that everything was going to be okay. Not to worry about things. And one more thing to tell me. And then Stephanie and the girls were acting, like making noise. I turned to them and said, shh, talk to my mom. Turned back around and she was gone. So who knows what that last thing my mind wanted to tell me was.
Well, now if last break we talked about afterlife and you believe in something, then why are you all of a sudden giving credit to your subconscious rather than your mind?
Because I'd rather get that in my mind for not telling me the last part and disappearing than my mom. I'm going to get mad at it. So anyhow, she was a big, big supporter. And then when I went through my divorce, one of the reasons prior to my divorce that I stopped working on Gemini Cereals was that I was spending too much time drawing. And not enough time being part of the marriage.
No.
So the book went.
Or so you were told.
And so I was told, yeah, the book went from being like monthly to being every other month, and then
bimonthly, I think is what.
Yeah,
I think the kids call it.
Call it. And then it went from that to nothing because I was spending too much time still. And then I moved on to form Whack Comics, Tim Risen, and. She really loved those, and when I did the multicolor cover,
yep.
She was a big fan of that. But I, ever since I stopped Gemini Cereals, I've always kind of felt I've kind of been letting her down. Artistically,
she seemed just as excited about sketches you were doing for random strangers at Gem City Comic than she did about any book I've ever seen you put out.
Well, I think one of the things she was something I've never don't really talk about on here or with people, unless you're really my inner circle, but you are. Was the Marvel thing. And she was really excited. Something we don't talk about on here because I screwed it up. which is that when I went to San Diego, I took two samples, a Marvel sample and a DC sample. Marvel did not like my Marvel sample. They loved my DC sample, and they wanted me to do some samples for them.
Yeah.
This was summer 10, I guess.
Yeah.
And eventually they sent me some scripts. One was X-Men, and one was a Fantastic Four.
It was Ultimate Fantastic
Four. Ultimate Fantastic Four, which I thought was really good for me. And I tried doing a couple pages, and they never worked out. And my mom would always be harping on me. She always got mad at me. You're going to do that? You better do that. You better do that. And I said, I'll do it. And then my perspective started changing. And I found out Stephanie was pregnant. And my focuses started going. And I just stopped really drawing all together, and she would still say, Justin, I really want you to work on, get this done. And I'd say, I will. And really, I mean, I screwed up. I had one big chance. And I screwed it up, and I let my mom down.
It's not the only chance you're ever going to get.
Well.
And like you said at the time, your priorities changed. You had a really good reason to not hang out in the attic and draw.
You know, she told me she only entered when she was in the hospice the first time. She wanted me to keep drawing. And I said, don't pull that stuff with me. Don't pull any of that last. I'm on my deathbed.
Her final wish.
I don't believe in that stuff. But I don't really like comics that much anymore. I barely buy any. I mean, I can chalk it up to saving money for the family, which is a legitimate reason.
Yeah.
Then I look at comics that come out, and I really have no interest. If it wasn't for Savage Dragon, and of the Burn books that come out.
Yeah.
And maybe a Terry Moore book.
Which did you ever read that Fables I got you?
I didn't really care for it too much.
Really? Oh, okay.
I tried. That's maybe fine. I'll try again.
No, that's fine. You don't have to try to like something. You either like it or you don't.
I'll try. But I, if it wasn't for those three people putting up books. Stan came out a couple months after my mom. Stan's one of my favorite Stephen King books. One of my favorite books of all time, next to Swan Song, which is very much like The Stand. I don't know who wrote that, but it's very much the same idea of The Stand. The comic came out, and I used to buy two copies, one for me, one for her, and then eventually I realized I wasn't doing good, and I just bought myself a copy, and she was really enjoying them, and she never made it to the end of the... And now that's over with.
Yeah.
If it really wasn't for those three people, I didn't really care for Terry Moore's... I mean, I like Terry Moore, but... Sorry, Terry, but I don't really care for the current books.
I'm not picking it up.
So, I'm probably
going to... Because Ralphie read about it, and she's like, I don't want to read that. Because his last one was weird.
I bought them. I never finished them. But...
Don't.
If it was...
Because it's not really...
Yeah, well... If it wasn't for... Savage Dragon, I think that's really what's keeping me on. And a couple John Byrne books. Those are what's keeping me on. And then, well, Sprouse is Tom Strong.
Yeah.
Which is once every year.
Right.
For 4 months, 5 months. Good stuff. I let her.
You're not the only person to go through that. You're not the first person to go through it. I'm not there. I'm sure it'll happen to me eventually. Because it seems like every comic book fan reaches a point where they don't like comics as they are. And then it takes some time and people come back. I mean, obviously you're different because you have this emotional bridge that you shared with comics and your mom. She was always there pushing you, telling you what worked and waiting for you to make it big on your own.
But I failed her, and I didn't do the Marvel thing, and I lost my... Sometimes you only get one chance.
I don't believe that.
You know, you're still gonna boot a cover out of me, definitely. But I still doodle occasionally. You know, my mind's just on other stuff. Yeah. And
you got a lot of things going on right now.
If it wasn't for those couple artists, I'd be done. I would close up my, you know, for collecting comics.
Yeah.
And then for drawing, I don't put any books out anymore. I don't really have any creative thoughts when it comes to things anymore. I'm focused on being a family guy, family man. Now, and that's not a bad thing. I love it.
Yeah.
I love, you know, I mean, actually, well, I guess I did draw. I helped Allie figure out how to draw an African penguin the other day for her school project. That was my commission. Commissioned artwork. I got a hug. and I loved it. And I haven't been timing this, so whatever the time is, I'm sorry.
We're good.
But, you know, and then I'll teach him. Allie's really, I mean, Allie and Gracie are both good artists. I think Allie takes a little bit more to the art side than Gracie does. And they both have their pros. When I teach him something, I taught Allie this thing about teeth and how to draw teeth as if you're gritting your teeth and one side was on the other. And I find notebooks just filled with these faces with teeth, just the way I taught her. And, it's that small stuff that my mom would teach me how to draw snails or how to draw, you know, she was always doodling on envelopes. These little doodles that she would do, same ones over and over, these boxes, these invisible boxes. I mean, not invisible because you can't see them, but I mean, you'd see all the lines in a box, and she taught the girls how to do that.
The 3D.
Yeah, right. And she loved drawing those over and over again, and flowers, and a profile, and I find myself, if I'm given a piece of paper and a phone or whatever, I'll do the same type thing. I don't have any creative urges. Maybe that's what happened with... Maybe the Marvel thing, had it happened a couple years sooner, I would have done it.
I think it was a lot of pressure. Especially now, you saying that, looking back at that, thinking that was your one opportunity. That's a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
I had redrawn the one page over and over again.
You were doing that before the Marvel thing.
Right, but I mean...
Your last couple of Tim Risen things.
Oh, no.
You drew, and then you ripped apart, and you drew, and then you ripped apart, and you drew, and then you redrew. I mean, you've talked about that before.
Well, I want to do something... You know, I want to do like free comic. Still, I want to do free comic book day where to talk about stuff like get a colonoscopy or something. You know, I want to do that kind of stuff this year. If I do a free comic, I don't even know if I'm gonna do free comic book day. I'm burnt out. I was asked the other day, "Are you gonna do it here?" And I said, "I don't know." Yeah. You know, but if I did something like that, I want to do. But then I don't want to show down someone's throat.
You would.
I just want to do something that I feel really means
Something with more substance than Tim Rising.
Right.
Something with more substance than a comic. You want something with a message.
I feel something different. I just want to do something different, but I don't know what it is, and I don't think I'm there yet.
Didn't Harvey Picar do a thing about cancer, like My Year with Cancer or Her Year with Cancer, or
yeah,
maybe it was someone else?
I had an idea for a book years ago called Secondhand Cancer, How to Survive Being a I don't know, whatever they're called, but that was the title, Secondhand Cancer, and the effects that it can take on a person.
Yeah.
Just, it eats me up to think that I let her down, and that I, that I could have potentially had something from Marvel. Maybe it was a silly little coming soon artwork or something.
An annual.
But instead, I didn't do it. And all she wanted me to do was do it. And had I hunkered down and done it, and just, I don't know. Yeah, I look at something Marvel's producing, and I'm like, Maybe they wouldn't have wanted me. Maybe my art style wasn't going with current Marvel. I don't really buy Marvel that much, any Marvel anymore. Sort of the Stand, and that's over with.
I don't think there's anything you could have ever done to let your mom down. I think she was proud of you no matter what you were doing. And I can't imagine that one project like that would change her opinion of you. She supported you everywhere you went with anything you did. And I refuse to believe that that was your one opportunity. I think you're good enough that if anyone of any significance seen your work, you would instantly get an opportunity.
Well, I can't make it out to San Diego again for a long time. I did get a notification to send in for to get my probe thing again, but I mean, this year's not going to happen.
Your what?
Last year I applied for a professional badge, and they said, cool, but we're out of, you know, badges. Yeah. So, but you can keep on doing it every year.
Okay.
And they contact me again, but it's not going to happen this year.
It doesn't.
I want to go. I think who's not going? Marvel isn't setting up, or someone's not
Image,
setting up,
isn't it? Because Image is having the Image Con, something. Like across the road.
When it was Marvel, didn't have a. It was last year, Marvel. Yeah, I don't know. Something was about Marvel and the Avengers. It must have been last year that they didn't have a big Avengers. They had the year that I went before they even started shooting the movie, but they didn't have it. They waited for the Disney Con.
Oh, yeah, the D24 or whatever it was.
Who was it that I read that was leaving? DC. I read that DC was moving their booth to be closer to the Warner Brothers booth, which is on the other.
I'm uncomfortable with all this Marvel, Disney, DC, Warner Brothers stuff.
But the fact that how it's located is DC was right in the center.
Right, right.
And Warner Brothers is off in the far corner.
Right. Like,
pretty cool setup,
yeah.
Mind you. That's well, but I read that that's where they're thinking about. So that would leave a big.
This whole conglomerate comic book thing, it makes me think of like the ugly girl in high school who one summer grew breasts. It's like all of a sudden people want to nail her. So now she moves to the cool kid table. But she's still picking her nose and, you know, wearing her strawberry shortcake backpack.
That was a tough year for me.
But you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's like, hey, we made some money. Why don't you guys come over here?
We always talk about the DC logo later on. Not right now, but
yeah. I don't think your mom would ever be disappointed in you, and I can't imagine her doing anything but loving you and just pushing you forward. I think maybe you sitting here talking about never drawing again would disappoint her, but
yeah, that's the other thing, and I agree with that. But one of the reasons I never returned the Gemini serials was because there's a lot of baggage with Melissa from
it. Yeah.
And I go back and I read them and I enjoy them, but there's a lot of Melissa all over it.
Yeah.
And I have an ending to the story. It'll never happen.
You need a clean break.
But, and then Tim Risen, I'm not doing anything with it. Yeesh. But,
perspective wasn't off at all on those.
Oh, boy, I wish I hadn't looked over there. So Tim, I need to do something. I need something.
You're unlike a lot of artists, where there's emotional significance to what you do. Like you mentioned, Gemini Serials and the baggage of Melissa. And Tim Risen, I mean, that's you know, the last big book you worked with. And I'm sure if you went back to that, you'd think about your mom. Because she was invaluable with that. She'd embedded herself into it. Same with everything you've done up until this point. And the next project you do, it'll have emotional significance with Liv or Stephanie here.
Well, yeah, the last thing I did was Free Comic Day thing where I put Steve sort of in it. Yeah. Dedicated to Steve, and I named the kid
Steve.
Steve, and I named
You were in it? The girls were in it? I mean,
yeah, there's even more stuff, but
and yeah, sometimes I think you do that to punish yourself. You're a good man, Justin Wilson.
I've been dreading this. All right, let's come back and talk more. Back. I got my timer set this time.
Third and probably final segment.
Yeah. So we decided to change gears. Now that I've cried.
Got to work on getting you back in the comic train.
I think I'm catching up to it. Like, that's a bad example. You caught the train in the beginning of Darjeeling Limited. Didn't it?
Yeah, with Bill Murray. Love that movie.
Did he catch the train?
No.
That's who I am.
I always assumed that was their father, and that was him dying.
Uh-huh.
Him not getting on the train.
That's interesting. Yeah, they had a movie with him in it, by him. What's it called? The camp movie?
Midnight Kingdom?
Yeah.
Looks really good.
Yeah.
I look forward to, and I think this is the first time that Bill Murray has ever been in a movie with Bruce Willis.
Oh, I'll do some research.
I mean, those are like my icons of cinema.
Oh.
I'm very excited about seeing the two of them.
I was driving home one night, and I thought, you know, what was the name of the Wes Anderson commercial he did? Was it Visa?
Something like that, yeah.
Whatever it was. And I was thinking about that.
It's a really good commercial.
It was. And I thought, I haven't seen this guy do anything recently. So I decided to go home.
He did the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Right. I haven't seen it, but it's been a while, I think, since that came out. And then, what do you know, on IMDb, boom. Preview for, or maybe it was IMDb, it was whatever I saw it. And then I thought of you instantly.
And you texted me?
Right away.
And we watched it in less than 30 seconds later, because me and Ralph, you're huge Wes Anderson fans. I remember when Bottle Rocket was premiered is the right word, on Showtime. Mm-hmm. And there was like a 30-minute special talking to him and the Wilson brothers. And who's in that? It's not Harvey Keitel. Who the hell's in Bottle Rocket?
It's not Harvey Keitel.
What's it? James Caan.
Oh, okay.
It's like they interview Wes Anderson, they interview the Wilson separately and all that, and then they're talking to James Caan, and at some point, he leans over and yells, "Why is the movie even called Bottle Rocket?" Wes Anderson he's like, "I don't know, it sounded cool." You know, like, they were just some guys out on a road somewhere making a movie. And they'd scrape together this money, and they're like, we have enough money to afford one real actor. Let's get James Caan. James Caan's cool.
I still remember seeing a trailer for it on, what was that E! Show that had, was it Coming Attractions?
Yeah.
That's what it was called? Yeah. I remember seeing the trailer.
Just played trailers.
Trailer for that. I love that show.
It's a good show.
Yeah. It's a little funny, witty commentary in between, but yeah, that's when I saw the first Wes Anderson trailer. They go,
Poor
Bottle Rocket. Yeah. And I used to watch a lot of I love that show. They should bring that back. Even if it was they just did it online. I mean, I know there's already, websites you go to, but I mean, online, needed online Coming Attractions.
I have the internet movie, the IMDb app is on Ralphie's tablet. I watch all my movie trailers through that.
Yeah.
Because you can just hit latest trailers and it'll...
I have it on... It plays on my iPhone. Hey,
QuickTime is just... I used to go to QuickTime.com all the time. Then they changed the URL. Now it's trailers.apple.com. And you have to update your copy of QuickTime like every 30 minutes, it seems like. It's like, you're using an older version. We're not going to play. That's just them being assholes. You got to have iTunes now to play a trailer. I refuse to install iTunes. This podcast is on iTunes. I don't use iTunes.
I use iTunes.
I went out of my way to not use iTunes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, other sweet smile. I love these things.
They're not good for you. I don't know if that's true.
I'm fat free. Speaking of assholes, what are your thoughts on the DC logo?
It's not very iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a logo that's going to stand the test of time. And it's weird for a comic book company who has a huge digital initiative to change their logo to a piece of paper folding. I mean, everyone's kind of saying, hey, we're giving up on floppies when it comes to comic. Print is dead. Let's move to digital. But their logo is a piece of paper folding. It's a bit funny. The logo will be fine. It doesn't really matter. They're just going to put up in the top corner, and it's going to be on some sheets and shit like that. But it's not half as iconic as the previous DC comic logos.
Mm.
It looks like it was not designed with comic books in mind. It was designed as some sort of multimedia strategic type of, hey, this is cool, and it'll look good animated.
Right. Yeah. Now, when I saw it like a week or so prior, Bleeding Cool had it.
Yeah.
And it's just the gray.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's too clever. It's clever. It's a D and a C. I get it. I like clever, but it's not. It doesn't say DC Comics. It says DC Comics, but only at the. I mean, unless you know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
And you took DC away from it.
Doesn't it say like DC Entertainment?
Yeah, but if you took that away, you would have.
Yeah.
You have to know what it is.
Right.
And it means that it has to be really in people's minds to know what it is before you could. But I think it's too clever.
And then when they brought out the color version, okay, well, now I get the joke. The joke is you can do all kinds of things with it. And as you said, that works digitally well. Yeah. Flames, or the Green Lantern flames, or the changing, but it doesn't really work too well in the comics.
As long as the comics stay the same, I'm fine with it. I mean, that's their marketing. That's their branding. They can do whatever they want. Their old logo, man, I feel weird saying old logo. Wasn't that old?
05, yeah.
Yeah. What company changes its logo?
I said once again, going Bleeding Cool, which who knows how, you know, I like them, but sometimes they're not totally reliable. Said that there was something going on with another company that had that kind of a look to it. It was named DC something, and there was a lawsuit.
There's DC Shoes.
DC Shoes? Yeah. So that could be it. Who knows? Right? I still like the one before that, the one I grew up with.
The one with the four stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like the backside of a bullet.
Yeah. Yep. I like that one.
That's what DC Comics always looked like to me.
I'm sure you could do something animated with that. But that's not what they want to do. Like I said, they're their company, but I... what the heck do I care? I buy one DC book that comes out once a year.
I wonder if... Will there be a Tom Strong version of that logo?
That would be nice. What would it be? I guess it would be the emblem. I'll find out. I'm gonna look into this. They jerk Tom Strong around so much.
They just put it out of obligation.
Yeah.
They made a promise to Alan Moore. They don't want to piss him off. They don't want to get cursed or whatever.
I'm surprised he's still attached to them. I mean, I don't know how it works, but.
It's work for hire, isn't it? Or no, not the Tom Strong stuff.
Tom Strong is like, I think like.
Yeah, but I think he's just given permission to the other people associated with Tom Strong, yeah. Saying you guys can do whatever you want.
Yeah, probably.
Like, wasn't there something about he doesn't want paid for it?
I don't know. I know he doesn't get any money for Watchmen.
Yeah.
And that's why they're all, let's do Watchmen. Watchmen 2 now. Or what Watchmen.
I thought there was some sort of clause in there that there could never be a prequel or sequel. Either A, without his permission, or B, they would have to give him the rights to the original Watchmen back.
I don't know.
I thought there was some sort of thing, why they've never done it up until now.
Well, whether or not I'll buy that book or not, I don't know.
For me, it really depends on the creative team.
Like, I like who, now I'm saying Kubert. I like Kubert. Kubert?
Kubert is how I prefer to say.
And if his dad helps out with it, definitely. Joe's working on
it. Which ones are they working on?
Rorsch?
I thought they were doing the comedian.
Comedian? No, comedian was someone else. I thought they were doing Rorschach.
I have no idea.
Whatever, I'll find out later on. You know that funny little Watchmen DC logo? Yeah.
With the blood splatter on the yellow sea.
You know what? Here's the thing. It looks like refrigerator logo. I mean, it doesn't look. It looks very. It's also sterile. But I guess yeah. I'm thinking about the gray.
Top. See, I don't think it is sterile because it's got gradients in it and a drop shadow. That's not a logo that's going to reproduce everywhere.
It's too close. Clever and blue. What else is? What else can we complain about?
Well, you're missing out on. Well, you're. The Infinite's never going to finish now.
Oh, yeah. I didn't pick that book up. Even as much of a Lifehouse supporter as I am, have been, over the many years and take a lot of crap for it, I had to figure out books I had to drop.
Yeah.
So I could afford diapers. Lifehouse got the axe.
Where are you getting your diapers at?
Oh, we're actually still doing pretty good from our original batch. We just make her wear for days.
Sam's Club isn't bad.
And, yeah.
If you register through Toys R Us, they'll give you like $5 off randomly.
No, we still have a lot of. I guess we're starting to get farther down on it, but. But anyhow, I didn't pick it up, and now I won't have to.
I thought it was pretty revealing. His breakdowns / pencils, and then what they translate into in the inks.
Right.
Because to me, it made Liefeld seem almost pointless in the process. Because he didn't pencil anything to the point where it was noticeably his art. It seemed like breakdown. It looked like what he handed in as pencils, probably one third size. And little things, like I noticed people's heads were just shaped different.
Right.
Or like when he drew somebody holding a gun, he just drew them holding a shape. Mm-hmm. Like he didn't put a barrel or anything on it. And in the background, like he drew like a double door, like hospital doors. And then whoever inked it turned it into this mechanical thing with hinges and bolts. And
depends on if Lytle said, hey, I want to be paid as a penciler, as opposed to a breakdown. I mean, is there a different? I don't know. There is a difference.
I have no idea.
I would imagine that. I mean, look, Perez got breakdown for Superman.
Yeah, but this is a creator-owned book. Is he really having to haggle over page rates?
Maybe. I mean, well, then again, he has all these other things he's doing with DC now, so what does it matter?
Well, and it makes me wonder, is he actually going to be doing that shit? Okay, Pat Lee. Remember Pat Lee?
I know Pat Lee. Yeah.
Dream Engine or whatever Dream it was. Wave. I don't know. Bad Dream. The creator Pat Lee. Bad Dream. Where he had those people who drew like him, and he took credit for it. Well, this whole thing makes me think that, wow, not only is Liefeld stuck in his ways artistically, they aren't even his ways anymore. Uh-huh. He has a small army of people who draw like him.
Even though I think the anchor made it look a little more like Jim Lee. Not a lot. Just
because
like
of the cross-hatching.
No, well, there was different shapes in the faces
than
Liefeld.
That Liefeld went back and corrected. Did you see that part of the story?
No. Yeah. To make it more Liefeld?
Yeah.
Now, this reminds me of a John Byrne story. Slightly different, though. John Byrne turned in full pencils for when he was doing Superman again back a couple years ago. And I've seen the pencils. They're pretty good. But the inker, I can't remember the guy's name. It was a one word.
Was this the thing where they changed the face?
He changed the face, and he didn't look anything like...
Like Byrne drew it. But no, I remember reading the story about
this. Where Liefeld's happy. He's like, hey, this is fine.
Yeah.
Byrne was like, no, this is not fine.
Right. But the thing about that, and this was one of those, it was a Newsarama comic should be good things. Uh-huh. They talked about, at the time, DC had a look for Superman. This is the way he looks. This is his nose. This is his chin. And Byrne went against that because Byrne wanted to draw him like Byrne would draw him.
Huh. That's interesting because, I mean, I've read stories where he usually talks about he tries to stay on model.
Yeah.
They did it to Kirby.
Yeah.
Kirby's Superman was not Kirby's, the one that produced was not Kirby's Superman. It was, right, Kurt Swan?
Kurt Swan.
So, you know, redrew it.
The timing's right for it to be Kurt Swan.
Whoever they had someone else redraw it, and then they just said it was Kirby. But the difference is Byrne wasn't happy, and probably Kirby, I can't think, was happy about it, but Kirby was just doing it so he could put food on the table.
You know who Eric Canetti is?
I know the name.
He drew that page hanging up there behind you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know.
Okay, so when Star Trek the comic, not this version of it, the prequel comic, what was that?
Oh.
Before the movie, like the...
Yeah. I like that one. Yeah,
okay. Well, he was, I believe it was that comic. There was some Star Trek comic around that time he was asked to do covers for. He doesn't do likenesses. I mean, if you've seen him as art, he doesn't draw realistic, he doesn't do likenesses that well. Now, and this is documented on his website. He showed the roughs on his website. He submitted it. Since it was a licensed product, it had to be approved. It came back approved. He checked again. He's like, are you sure? Because I don't do likenesses. Are you okay with that? He finished it. It was colored. Paramount rejected it. Said, it doesn't look like the actors.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, yeah, but I don't do likenesses. And they're like, well, it has to look like the actors. This is a tie-in.
Right.
So he quit working on it. Wasn't paid for it. So that right there proves that you can go pretty far into the process.
Yeah. Right.
Thinking one thing and then be told another right there at the end.
I know Byrne won't do any more Star Trek because they apparently want him to draw. Paramount only wants him to draw if it looks like
the new characters.
Right.
I was wondering about his McCoy series.
That was done.
And that's the last thing. That was but I was like, wow, he's still drawing it looking like old McCoy.
Right.
But hell, I'm surprised that Legion of Superheroes Star Trek crossover wasn't the new Legion of Superheroes and the new Star Trek.
That is a good question. Yeah.
To me, that smelled like something that had been set on the shelf for a few years.
Maybe. Back to some talking about Bernal. I know he did that when he did Raiders of the Lost Ark. He did Raiders of the Lost Ark comic book, and it was fine. And he turned in the inks, and they were, I guess, Paramount again said, "No, we don't like it. We need you to redraw
it. Make it look more like
Harrison Ford." I said, "I can't. What do you want me to do? Lift the inks up? I mean, it's not. Yeah, this is 1980. Something, you know."
You couldn't digitally go in and replace.
So he got mad and he swore after that he wasn't doing any more adaptations of movies. And then he got upset because he would have loved to have done Last Starfighter. Mm-hmm. But he'd already sworn off.
Who did Last Starfighter?
Who knows? We should look into it sometime. But, what else is going on?
We're going to Gym City Con.
Ah, yes. The GCC theme.
Yes.
March 31st and April 1st.
Comic Con. Finest in Comic Con.
I'm going to have to make some trailers.
Yeah, I need to make some commercials.
2 days. I'm going to try to focus on like a 2 day.
Yeah.
I did have, a couple ideas.
So are you going to have anything to say?
I don't know.
Are you just doing sketches? You make money off the sketches.
I do.
But can you do 2 days of sketches? Or just on the second day, your hand explode.
It might. my hand survives tomorrow's CD scan. I already got carpal tunnel the other day from it.
You could do that with your left hand, though, couldn't you?
I tried, and it doesn't work.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But
doesn't work as well.
Yeah, I don't work.
You know, you're an hourly employee.
Gotta cut time.
You can make that take a little longer.
I gotta be there only a certain amount of time. But yeah, no, I could do 2 days of sketches. Will I have anything to sell? Will I have any new comics? No. Will I have any posters? Maybe. I mauled over some posters. Ideas. I could do this Avengers poster.
Was that a hint? Are you gonna do something Wildcat inspired? You've mauled.
Oh, no. I thought, what could sell? Well, maybe this should be something I should. So I thought, well, Avengers. Avengers poster would sell.
Yeah.
Avengers is coming up. That makes sense. And I thought,
You draw attractive women. You could do a Black Widow poster.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Why not?
I would. Because that would. I'd not.
What? I'm confused.
I would want to do. I mean, I guess Black Widow's in the movie, but I would want to focus on the core classic characters. And then I thought, I asked some of the girls, I said, girls like Ahsoka, right? From Star Wars? Yeah. Do you think she would... Would you guys buy an Ahsoka? Oh, yeah.
Which Ahsoka?
The more grown-up Ahsoka.
Okay.
She's pretty awesome. But,
I don't understand her hair. Is it hair?
No, it's like that's her, like...
Is it like a horn?
Yeah, it's her body. Yeah, it's part of her body.
Yeah, but it like, folds.
Well, this, the top, you can't see because it's a podcast, but there's the top part, and that's like...
Is it cartilage?
I guess so. She wore a hat the other day, because it doesn't come down.
I don't understand.
In the rain.
But, well, part of my problem is with the Clone Wars, the style. It's hard to tell what's soft and what's, like, hair-wise.
Right.
Obi-Wan's beard looks like it's made of mahogany. It's like it's a wooden beard he puts on every morning.
It was they went for a very, almost clay. I thought it was a claymation. It's not claymation.
Well, no, it looks like they took look. The 2D stuff that Glendy Tarvikovsky or whatever, the Dexter's Laboratory guy, the 2D stuff that he did, they just took that and tried to make it 3D. That's what it looks like to me.
Well, the new season's been amazing, by the way. I watched it in a couple days.
I haven't. I've seen like 3 episodes ever. Yeah. It's okay.
They did some crazy stuff.
I'm not a big Star Wars
fan. I am. But so I thought Ahsoka, right? Because my dream would be to sell a Jar Jar print and sell a lot of them. But that's not going to happen. No. That's not going to happen. I think people
would unless it's Ahsoka killing Jar Jar.
Maybe I could have a Nazi Jar Jar or something. But
propaganda.
I would probably get someone that would be mad at me. Or so, okay, Ahsoka's safe. And I think I can get her copied more than...
Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, because, you know, oh, who's this, right? Yeah. Okay, so there's that. Then I thought, well, maybe I could do a Doctor Who thing.
Yeah.
You know, that would sell. I'm trying to think of stuff that
would sell huge.
Would sell.
That would sell huge.
Which Doctor Who? Do I do, like maybe...
You do the newest.
The newest, or maybe I put, like, a couple on there.
All 11?
That's how many there are? I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't end at 13, right?
We'll see.
I don't know. Even I know it's not going to... I don't watch the show, but... They're not going to end it.
No.
Who ends stuff, right? It's called money. I'm sure when you start the first one off, you're like, oh, 13, that's very far off. But then actors start dropping out. I don't know how many there are. But I guess it's 11.
Well, David Tennant, the 10th Doctor, is the most popular. But 11. Matt Smith Doctor is the most current.
Right.
Yeah. And if you draw him, you draw him with a fez and a mop.
I don't know what a fez is.
It's a hat. It's a tiny hat.
I never knew he wore. I thought he just had that crazy hair.
He wore a fez for like one episode, for like 5 minutes.
And that would sell.
But it's huge.
That would sell.
Yes.
People love the fez.
Well, and you draw.
He's holding the fez?
He's got the fez on, he's got a mop in his hand, and he's saying, bow ties are cool.
Uh-huh.
And you would sell a billion of those. Wow. I'm serious.
So there's that, right? So
Ralphie would buy one.
Yeah. I don't know. She's not going, is she?
Probably not.
So,
I'm probably going to draw the Incredible Hulk.
See, that's a big seller.
That's my plan as of right now. And he's green.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in the Gym City Con is green.
Oh, see, you're so smart with your tie-ins.
Because I was going to try to work the Gym City Con logo into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but will I draw any of this stuff? Probably not. But if I were to draw something, these are the kind of ideas I'm looking at. I'm actually trying to think of things that would sell. I don't always put a lot of conversation into.
Yeah.
People come up and go, oh, that's Doctor Who. That's Ahsoka. There's enough Star Wars, Clone Wars fans. And kids love Clone Wars.
If you put a lightsaber in her hand, people won't instantly get it.
Right. She has two. The grown-up one.
Okay, whatever.
She's not that much grown.
I don't understand these people.
She's awesome.
But what? One lightsaber has always been enough.
Uh-huh.
They got like the double blades, right. And then they got the two separate ones. Has anyone made like a short but really fat lightsaber where it's more like a shield? Where no. Like the blade only extends like an inch, but it has a 3 foot diameter?
No.
That'd be my lightsaber. It would just be like a shield, right. You know, and I would hold it like so, as you can see on the podcast, right. And I would just kind of walk forward, and it would just kind of through so everything.
An energy shield. Or
something. Yes.
Like Captain America's energy shield.
Yes, okay. But cooler.
Right. No.
Well, they should, because that's lame. That's the obvious next step.
It would not surprise me if it was in the Clone Wars season 5. I mean, they put some really cool stuff.
I don't know about that.
In the show.
Are you going to play that game?
I don't know what game. I don't play
that new game.
I don't have time for computers. I don't have time for anything. I work, and then I family. That's a verb.
This is not where we're going to announce that we're going to make this a weekly podcast.
No.
This
is a...
Monthly.
Monthly.
Bi-monthly.
So, your Gem City...
Like old issues of Punisher.
Are you going to have anything to sell by then? Am I going to have to do a cover for you then?
Yeah, you need to get on that quick, because I've only got three pages and a cover.
Okay.
To go.
I'll get on that quick.
You're talking about my Western.
Yes. I need to see the whole thing.
I don't have the whole thing done.
I don't need it lettered.
Okay.
I just need to have a vibe.
Okay. I'll print out some pages before you leave.
All right.
Which, speaking of leaving.
How are we doing in time? We done?
We're done.
Oh, okay.
We're done.
Well,
this is it.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been insightful.
Yeah.
Your mom was a good person.
Thank you.
She was a very decent person. I will miss seeing her at pretty much every event we went to. I think the last time I saw her was at the baby shower.
she was doing pretty good that day.
Yeah.
I
went over, sat down next to her, talked to her for a while. She was giving you a hard time. Because we just come back from Lexington. No, Louisville. Just come back from Louisville.
You made a ton of money.
And I was like, I made $500,000 easily. And she's like, Justin.
You should have been your Rolls.
Justin. Why didn't you sell anything there?
I was like, I sell them Bruce's stuff.
Sell your own stuff.
Yeah, she was mad at me that
day. But in an adorable old lady way.
Right.
She wanted you to brag about how much money you'd made.
I was busy. I had other stuff going on.
You were busy looking for the bathroom. Yeah. I went back and listened to the podcast. We mentioned at least 4 times that you went off looking for the bathroom. It was less than 6 feet away. It took you a half hour to find it.
That's why I just peed in, peed in the corner. All right. Well, thanks for everyone for listening to this. Yeah. I guess that's it. Yeah.
We'll do another one eventually.
All right. Bye.